Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Here, obviously, on Mike Spirit FM. Well, what can I say? 1 week to go until the big day, and then it'll all be over. So, hello to everybody, obviously, that's in the chat room and that's listening, obviously, across the world. Do you know, first of all, before I actually go deep into my show, I'd just like to send our thoughts and our love and our healing to all those that have been affected by that awful, I don't know what to call it, massacre, the crime in Connecticut, such tragic loss of life out there. Believe me when I say that our thoughts across the world go to those families that, have lost their little ones, and right before the holidays too. And as a parent myself, I am lost for words. You can tell that I'm lost for words. So thank you, Missy Lady. I am a lot better. And I do have a bit of a husky voice, but I'm not going to go with the husky voice thing or the sexy voice thing this week. It's all about the readings this week, and so on. So you can hear beeps and buzzes going on in the background. That's my mobile going off. But also, don't forget, we've got the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow, which is happening next year in February. Tickets are available. You can buy them through the Swansea Tourist Board, or you can buy them from myself, or you buy them from another one of the hosts. It's going to be a great, great thing. On the Friday evening, on the 22nd of February, it would be myself and two of the other hosts getting up on platform doing what we do best, linking to spirit and giving you information. And then we will be on Saturday, it would be the mind, body, spirit, or the psychic fair, which is free of charge, free entry to come in. All six hosts will be there to do the readings, private one-to-ones. There will be hot stone therapies. My good wife Helen will be there doing therapies as well. It's at the Castle Hotel in Neath. Tickets for the show, because we've got the show on Saturday night as well. So it'd be the other three mediums. We might have a bit of a laugh, but we might all jump on stage, behave, we see what happens. The tickets for the show are £10 per person, £12, that's before the show, £10 or £12 on the night if you buy it on the door. So that's, it's going to be great. You can see the advert. If you go on my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphries, you'll see the advert on there. I am currently just changing all the photographs around just so the poster will be on there. But also you can go to my website at www.nick-humphries.com. Obviously, you see all the information about myself, and you see all the information about the readings that I do and the person that I am, and also what I love doing the best, and also obviously the readings. But the advert is on there, the events page as well. What have we been, I like talking about what have I been doing in this last week. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely knackered. We have been, from last Friday, we have been doing like Christmas fairs. And if you are a friend on Facebook, you will see I put a photograph of our Christmas stall that we had. And on our stall, we do things like crystals and Buddhas and angels and fairies and tarot and oracle cards. We do lucky elephants, lovely heart-shaped photo frames and stuff like that, and heart-shaped mirrors. It's really great, really great Christmas presents. But I tell you, it wasn't all about the stall. It was about the people that came to the stall, because we had some great people come to the stall. With kids coming to the stall, we had OAPs coming to the stall. It was a good laugh as well. Friday was a bit of a washout because obviously it was raining, but we still had a good crowd. And in fact, on a Saturday morning, we had the manager of the shopping centre that we was at, St Catherine's Walk in Carmarthen. He came up to us and said to me, and what, Helen, wow, you had a good night last night. He said, we were watching it on camera. He said, all the other stallholders had packed up and finished and gone by 5 o'clock. But he said, but you were still busy talking to people coming into your stall at 6 o'clock. And, you know, they were still buying stuff. I said, yeah, it was really, really nice. And, you know, not everybody bought. Everybody came in to say hello and talk to us and talk about our goods, but also about the therapies that we do, the readings that we do, the healing that I do. You know, and obviously I got clients booked out of that as well. But it was really great. It was such a great time and very Christmassy as well. It was great seeing all the kids running around, and we had a very merry Santa Claus come into our stall. He was rather funny. Dare I say it? But I hope there's no children listening. But he was looking for a toilet. He was busting for a wee. But he was a really nice guy. Who else did we have? We had quite a few people come into the stall. Yeah, we had lots. You know, but as I say, we had obviously we had some good friends come in to stand with us and talk and also help. But then on the Thursday, well, I didn't say on the Thursday. If you haven't seen it already, go and see it. We went to see The Hobbit, but not only did we see it on Thursday, we went to see it again on Sunday. It's fantastic. It's the greatest film ever. You know, and it's. You know, obviously it's on a par with the trilogy of Lord of the Rings. It's just fantastic, fantastic movie. So go and see it, guys. It's a good laugh. Go and see it before Christmas. You know, it's, and you got a feel for Sméagol as well, because he is great. So right, hang on. There's stuff going on in the chat room. So is there snow in Scotland? No, there's no snow in Scotland, I don't think. Nope, unfortunately. But also, let me just, before we go into an advert and some music, let me just say as well that there is going to be, and I hope you can join us, on the 23rd of this month, I will be going into Studio One alongside Mike Davis, okay? We have chosen our songs, okay? We are going to have a sing-off. We are going to have votes. It's winner takes all, I believe, okay? Votes on the best singing voice. Now, obviously, we're going to be a bit of karaoke voicing, but it's all in the Christmas spirit. I know Mike has chosen his song. He's doing Sweet Caroline. But I'm going to be doing a Christmassy song, I feel. I'm going to be doing Let It Snow. So, because it suits my voice better, and I like the song. I think it's a really great song. So, but I know I have lots of listeners that aren't in the chat room. I hope you do enjoy the rest of the show. Obviously, I've got an hour and 50 minutes left of my show, because I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your medium, I'm your host for this evening here on Mike Spirit FM. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm realizing that actually over the last couple of weeks, my shows have been bombarded by intruders. On the lighter side, I have to say, okay. And Mike is, see what I mean? Mike is not going to win. We're not going to start there, okay? So Mike is not going to win, okay? But I am also, aware that, you know, it's a week before Christmas, okay? So watch out for the unexpected, because, you know, I know that we all have plans to be jumping in on other people's shows to sing Christmas carols the week before Christmas. You know, and it's going to be good. You know, what are you going to be doing for Christmas? What are you expecting for Christmas? What is it you want for the new year? I got asked that this evening. What do I want? Let me just check. What do I want as a Christmas present? I'm sure it was a question. I can't find it now. And I said I wanted unconditional love for all mankind. That was my thing. That's what I want. I want everybody to respect each other. Because I saw a really disturbing, not YouTube footage, it was on Facebook, between the difference of the animal kingdom and the human kingdom, okay, the human beings. And it's really disturbing. It showed, and it's one of those videos that everybody's seen, where a dog is running across the a motorway and he gets hit by a car. And there's another dog on the other side of the road and he runs into the busy lanes and he pulls this dog to safety. Okay, I think everybody must have seen that by now. Okay, and then it goes, so it's talking about the compassion between animal to animal, because there is compassion. Okay, and then it goes on to the compassion between human to human, and it shows, and I believe lots of people will have seen this as well, a clip, or it's out in China, I believe, where a two-year-old is walking across a street and she gets hit by a car. And instead of the car stopping and people getting out to have a look, make sure she's all right, blah, blah, they actually just carry on driving. So the back wheels go over her as well. So there's this figure of this little girl in the road, and people walking around her, looking down and walking off, and then cars going around her and the bike going around her. And there's even a clip of the same, same clip. She's still on the floor. Another car comes past, and instead of going driving around her, he drives over the leg. And then somebody, another old lady comes along, picks her up, and you think, oh, she's actually going to do something nice for her. She's actually going to take her to hospital or something. And what she do? She picks her up and props her up against the side of the wall. So then it was actually somebody else that comes along, picks her up and carries her off. So it's like, and it's like the comparison. Where on earth did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? Where have we lost that compassion for everybody? It's not about having a brain. It's not, people writing, Mr. Lady says, Nick, folk have no brain. It's not about having no brain. It's about having compassion. Really, do you hit a 2-year-old in the street and then drive off? Do you run over them deliberately then after? Really? What is that about? Do you really walk into a school and shoot little kiddies for no reason? What's gone wrong? Really, I think we all need to take a step back and think, what is the value of our lives? What is the value of somebody else's life? If you value your life, surely you should value someone else. It's simple. It doesn't take a brain. It doesn't take a brain. It's compassion. Real compassion, and it's unconditional love, common sense. Okay, there you go. There you go, common sense. So yeah, okay, common sense. But it is a disgrace. Treat others how you'd like to treat yourself, or like to be treated yourself. That's what I've always been taught by my late great, and I say great not as in great grandmother, but my late great fantastically superb gran. That's what she taught me. Always respect others the way that you would be want to be respected yourself, or treated yourself, whatever way you want to look at it. So, I can't figure it out. It's like this evening, we've got mum and dad down. They've been helping out while we've been busy with the shows and so on. And tonight, I've been doing a reading, I've been doing an email reading, and she had the TV on when I came downstairs. She had the TV on, and it's about a murderer, okay? About a British person that lived in America, lived the millionaire dream, okay? If you want to call it a millionaire dream, a dream, okay? What he then does is he shoots his wife, and this is a true story, shoots his wife, and then shoots his not even 1-year-old. And then he goes to his wife's parents, stays there the night to commit suicide, but doesn't. Then goes to an airport, flies back to England, gets a phone call from the cops from America, and says, what's going on, blah, blah, we found your wife and kids. He says, yeah, I know, I saw them. What do you mean you saw them? Well, my kid had a hole in her chest. Yeah, come on, really? What's this about? So, and I want to go back to the point that, what do you want? Seriously, what do you want for Christmas? And don't say, I want a Christian Dior perfume or a nice pair of shoes or whatever. Think spiritually. What would you want for Christmas? If it was a spiritual gift, what would it be? What would it be? Mine would be unconditional love for everybody and compassion, to stop all wars and so on. So that's what I want. It's it's not too much to ask. Yeah, and through media, okay, through Mike Spirit FM, No More Killing. Well done, Pam. Okay, No More Killing. But through media, okay, we should be able to get this message across. Okay, so which would be great. And it's a powerful thing to do. I'll let you into a little secret as well. Okay, well, it's not a secret anymore. But I'm actually on the 12th of January. I'm actually flying to India to meet up with a friend out there. This my friend actually he owns and works with a TV show or TV station, and there's even talk about having a positive TV channel, and I'm hoping to be part of that. But this is all in the air at the moment. It's nothing's on paper or anything like that. But I'm going out there to on a spiritual pilgrimage find myself. If I haven't found myself already, have I found myself? Oh, look, there I am. I'm here. I'm on Mike's Fair FM. How stupid. But yeah, no. So do you know, it's media. Media's got a great part to play in this, and we can stop all wars. We can stop. We can bring peace to the world. Yeah. So, what's it? Can't take it anymore. So, hello to all my best friends. Hello, Serena. So do you understand what I mean? It's quite simple, really. It really is. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go for a bit of a break. I'm going to get a drink, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to start doing some readings. Okay, so we're going to go to let's go to some music, the advert, and then I'll be back, and I shall speak to you in a short week. Oh, I haven't given you any numbers. Okay, if you want to call into the show, you need to phone 760-283-4611, which is the US. If you're outside the US, prefix number 001-760-283-4611. Okay, please be aware that is a chargeable call. Please get bill payer's permission. Or to call the show free of charge outside of the US, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You can also just obviously click the link in my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. And you'll see on the home page there that actually there's a box for Blog Talk Radio. And you can click on that. You can click onto the link there, and that bring up the show, and you can listen to the show. It's not too difficult. So let's go to some music, a bit of Christmassy music, and I shall be back in a couple of minutes. Speak to you then.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful host to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spurred FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespurred.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, that's lovely Mike Davis. You may not have the sexiest voice or the sexiest laugh or even a good singing voice, but he's a lovely man. I just made myself laugh. Sorry. So there you go. Mike Spirit FM is just a fantastic network, full of joys and love and friendship and a family. We absolutely are a family. So let me just give out those numbers again, okay? 760-283-4611 if you are in the United States. Anywhere else, just prefix 001. And then do the 760-283-4611. Also, Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So that's what it is. I'm Nick Humphreys, I'm your host. So I'm just reading the message, sorry. I can't multitask. I'll tell you what, let's go to the callers, okay? So let's do some readings. That's what our job is, that's what Spirit are here for. So let me see who we've got online. Should we take our next caller? Our first caller. Tina. Are you there, Tina?
Yes.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. And a Merry Christmas to you. I know it's a week ahead, but Merry Christmas. Where are you from, sweetheart?
Georgia.
Georgia, okay. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I've been trying to get in contact with my husband the past November 8th. Anything I can get from him message-wise, I want to see him.
Okay. Right, sweetheart, before I start, I need to tell you that there's no guarantee that we get that person that you wish to come forward, okay? But I will certainly try my hardest for you, okay? So what I do is I'm opening myself up to the spirit world, and I'm asking somebody that's connected to you in the spirit world to come forward. Thank you. Okay, obviously you hear me talk out loud to spirit, cause that's how I work. It builds up the energy between myself and the spirit world, okay? And also to you. So if there's anything you don't understand, please say so. And if you do understand it, please say yes and no, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Sweetheart, as I'm sitting here now, okay, I see a gentleman coming forward from the spirit world. He stands actually quite tall, but he's of average build. He's quite a strong gentleman as well, I feel, with him, mentally and physically. Although he's telling me that before his passing, he actually lost a lot of his physical strength. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. He's also telling me that he would have passed with some sort of illness as well. Do you understand this? I don't feel it's heart or anything like that, but I do feel it's an illness. So where he would have lost weight as well, he's telling me. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I even want to go as far to say that it feels very, almost like a cancer with him as well. Does that make sense?
Possibly, yes.
Cancer could be a general thing as well, okay? It's not like a lung cancer or anything like that, but when I say cancer, it could be just a generalized thing where it's an illness of the body, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Right, but he's also telling me, and I have to say, this is your husband I'm talking to at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I do feel that actually it's a condition that he would have had for a little while before his passing, but then it was very quick towards the end. Do you understand this as well?
Yes, no suffering.
Okay. Yep. No, absolutely. Right, thank you. And he's standing here and he's looking at me now and he's got a beaming smile on his face. And he's saying to me to tell you to be happy. Be happy, okay? Right, thank you. And all he's ever wanted throughout his physical, okay, throughout his physical life, all he ever wanted for you was for you to be happy. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And he, right, thank you. He said he would go to hell and high water to make you happy. That's what, that was his words just then, okay? Do you understand this? Right, thank you. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, he's also talking to me about the fact that, and he's showing me as well, he's kneeling down, he's put his hands in his head. He's telling me that actually you've been quite down as well recently. You understand this?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
You've been down. You've been down, you've been not feeling yourself.
Yes.
You understand? It's I don't want to go with the emotional side. Well, actually, hang on, let me ask him. Do you want to go with the emotional side? Okay, yep. He's saying, yes, the emotional side. There's been tears, and he's sort of like there's been a strain of stress around you. You understand this with you?
Yes, I'm stressed about the accident and why it happened.
Right, okay. Okay, give it to me a bit more. Right. I don't want to make things fix. Obviously, I know that you've already said about an accident, okay? But he's talking about... Okay, thank you. He just said the words to me, she needs to release. She needs to release, okay? Right.
Uh-huh.
Whose fault was it? Sorry, sweetie. Okay. I'm just asking him a question. Just bear me a second. Whose fault was it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. For some reason, he's just saying to me, there was no fault. It was just one of those things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
He said there's no fault. There's no blame. It's just one of those things. Right, okay, thank you. But, okay, right, right. Right. Okay, I'm getting two things here as well, okay? Because he's also talking about, right, okay, what's that? Right. But he's concentrating more for you on the release, okay? Because he's telling me there's anger within you. Do you understand this? There's anger about
uh-huh.
certain things around you. And it's also it's bringing you down. It's not good. Okay?
Okay.
Right. But also, he's telling me that what else is playing on your mind is about the fact of your work. Does that make sense to you? He's talking about work. He says to me, do you know, I'll tell you how he says it, okay? He's saying, do you know, since everything's going on, her work has just fallen to the wayside. She's like, she's not concentrating on what's important within your life at the moment. That's what he's just said to me. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's concern around your work as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right. He's also just said to me, very funnily, he just said the fact that you're not working. I don't understand that. Are you not working at the moment?
No, nothing at all. I'm on disability, so I don't do much.
Right, okay, well, there you go. Because he just said well, she's not working. Okay, but we can still talk about the work aspects of your life, okay? Because he's talking about the fact that things around you aren't working and that you're not working as well. So, okay, what do you mean by that? Okay, right. I've got to say with him, you know, his mentality is like very, very strong, a very cheerful chap as well, very, very cheerful, very happy person. But there is a side to him that is quite straight down the line. You know, he just tells it as it is. Do you understand that with him?
Yes.
When? He's also given me September as well. The month of September is important around you or around him. It could be an anniversary, birthday, or a wedding of some sort, or a passing even, okay? Do you understand that?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Right, thank you. When's that going to happen? But he's talking more importantly about July. July of next year, he said. July of next year is going to be a great change around you, a big energy shift, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, thank you. But he's talking financially as well. Financially, he said, okay?
Okay.
2013 or July, okay, is going to be a, a better financial time for you. He said things are a bit of a struggle at the moment, okay? Things are a bit of a struggle. Things aren't quite working. I still want to go ahead with this work business because I do feel, actually, I know you're on disability, but there is a form of work coming to you or around you, okay? Okay. What's that then? Right. Okay. Sweetheart, he keeps talking to me about red ribbons. Red ribbons. Thank you. And he's showing me a red ribbon, and he's showing me, like, the left-hand side of my chest. So he's like, do you wear a red ribbon or something? Is there like a... do you know those symbols that you get? The red ribbon, the pink ribbons, and all the other ribbons that you can get, the little brooches. He keeps showing me a red ribbon. Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay, bear me a second. Let me ask him. What do you mean by the red ribbon? Right. Really? Sweetheart, would you understand? It's just said purple heart. Purple heart. So, right. Is it right that he's got a purple heart? Does that make sense? Do you understand this? A purple heart?
No. Not right offhand, other than my heart's, you know, so broken.
No. Okay, let me go down another line for you, because when he talks to me about Purple Heart, I'm getting with him. Is there like a military link with him or his family? A military? Can you talk about Purple Heart? Would that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, because I don't know why he's giving me Purple Heart, but he's... Okay, I don't feel... I've just been... Someone's just made a comment about a Medal of Honor, but I don't know if it's... I don't feel Medal of Honor. He's talking about a purple heart, but he's putting a red ribbon with it. Okay, right, okay. So there's two connections here. There's a military connection with a purple heart, because that's what you got when you got injured, okay? But also he's talking about tying a red ribbon around your heart, okay? He's just saying it's a symbol of his everlasting love for you, okay?
Okay.
But he's also tying up to he's also telling me he's tying up to make it fit, okay? So it works. It's fixed for you, okay?
Okay.
Sweetheart. Anything else before we leave? Okay.
Was he able to attend the funeral with me to hold me?
Okay.
Because
I felt like
he was actually holding me up, so I didn't collapse.
Right. Hang on a second.
Every step.
Hang on a second. Right. Can you give me that? Was you there?
Yes.
Okay, was you... No. So I'm asking him, sweetheart. Hang on a second. Was you at your own funeral? That's what she's asking. You was. Okay. But, right, okay. He's saying he attended, okay? But he also attended to a lot of people that day. But also, there was something that happened, he said, right at the very beginning and at the front, there was a chuckle. There was a chuckle at his funeral, so someone laughed. Did you understand that?
No, I don't. I don't understand why.
Okay. He's talking about something. Say again. What was it then? Right. Okay. He's talking about somebody. It wasn't a horrible like ha ha, that type of laugh. It was like as if a joke had been made, or as if someone had been tickled. That sort of laugh. It was a nice laugh, and he's just saying somebody laughed. Okay. But it wasn't derogative of anything that was going on. But he's talking about that somebody laughed. He's saying that for you to realise or recognise. So he's saying that I was there and I heard everything, even the person that laughed. Okay. But he is a strong support around you anyway. Okay. That's what he's telling me, and that's what I feel about him. So he is a strong support. I'm not going to say whether or not he was there holding you up, because I don't want it to sound like it fits, okay? But I know he was there, and I know he was next to you. Right, thank you. Right, thank you. Sweetheart,
can he ever visit his daughter and let her know he's around?
Okay, right, hang on a second. Is it right that you've got a walking stick or some sort of stick for support? Because he's showing me a stick for support.
No, I don't understand that.
Okay. What do you mean by a stick for support then? Right. I've got it. I would always give 100% of what I'm being told. He is showing me, okay, a stick as if it's a walking stick for support that he's leaning on. Okay. I don't feel it's his. I feel it's probably just something that I don't feel it's a physical thing. I think it's just a symbol of support. So it is a support around you. The other question that you've asked, okay, let me ask quickly. Can you ask that? Have you been to see your daughter? Right. Okay. He said yes. Okay, but you understand that actually your daughter is quite closed of mind. Do you understand?
Yes, I don't know how to open it.
Okay. He said, look, I've been there, but she's quite closed of mind, so she's not going to accept that I'm there. That sort of thing. Okay. Right. Give me a bit more.
I don't know what I need to tell her to do to open more. You know, I've told her my experiences and how wonderful and, you know, they weren't scary, but...
Absolutely.
I don't know.
You know, it's the living, definitely, that you need to be afraid of. Sweetheart, also, he's talking about... is it right that she wore blue at the funeral? He said she wore blue. She wore blue. Does that make sense? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. He's just proved to you... He was there at his funeral, okay? Because he saw his daughter wear blue, okay? Sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? But please know that he is around you. He is supporting you, okay? And he definitely loves you, and he's always going to be around you. Okay?
Love, love, love him. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome, sweetheart. And I really do hope that you have a really happy holiday, a Christmas and so on. Because he's going to be there with you on Christmas Day as well, okay?
Oh, yes, always. Thank you so much.
Take his love, sweetheart. You are most welcome. Okay, and we thank the spirit for coming forward and giving that evidence, as we always do, because, you know, we are non-egotistical. We are here to bring the spirit world forward to obviously pass over loving messages as we have just done. You know, that's what my job is about, the link to spirit, passing the evidence, giving the messages. You know, how do I know that the lady's daughter wore blue on the funeral day? You know, even I'm amazed sometimes at what spirit bring me and give me. I'm forever thankful. I think what we do is we'll go to our next caller. And then after this caller, we'll go to another break. I know we've got two guests popping in at about 10 o'clock just to say hello. And then we'll be doing readings. So I'm going to be quite strict on this show this evening. Okay, so I'm Nick Humphreys, I'm your medium. Let's go to our next call. And I believe it's Susie. Hello, Susie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Susie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really excited about Christmas. I am, because I've got, you know, my baby will be 19 months next week. You know, you know, and if she's not in the tree, it's the cat that's in the tree. So where are you calling from, Susie?
Hampshire.
I was going to say, you sound like you're just down the road. So how can we help you this evening?
I'm looking for a reading. I'm looking if you can tell me about if there's any real romance coming in my life in the next while, and if so, how, and any details you can enlighten me with.
Right, okay. So this is Hampshire in America, isn't it? Hampshire in the UK?
No, UK.
In the UK? Okay, right, okay. Let's see. Right, okay, thank you. Sweetheart, as I'm talking to you now, okay, and I'm asking Spirit to come forward, I've got a lovely presence of a lady coming forward, okay? I want to go mum's side of the family with this, and I do feel that she's grandmother to you on mum's side of the family. Would you understand the grand in spirit?
There is. I just don't know them very well. But...
It's not whether or not you know them that well. It's about the connection, okay? Right, thank you. Can you give me a bit more? Right. And so on, just a general. Right. Okay, thank you. Without sounding rude, okay, I will give you 100% of everything that Spirit give us, okay? But she's talking about the fact that things have been around you, okay? Things have been a little bit uptight. Does that make sense?
About uptight with what?
Okay. She's talking about yourself a little bit. I don't want to sound to come across as sounding rude, okay? Because it's not that at all. It's about attention. It's about I have to put it forward. It's, can you give it to me again? It's almost as if like everything's being pent up. Does that make sense? It's like when's it going to happen? Why is it going to happen like this? That sort of thing. Does that make sense?
You know, other than what I've just asked you, nothing. I don't know how to answer that.
No, it's about you as a person. Okay, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get a link a little bit stronger here. Okay, she's talking about things around you at the moment. So the way that you're feeling, she's saying that you are feeling a little bit pensive about, you know, the way that things are happening and why things haven't come to you, like a relationship and so on. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
But that's just more of what I've just asked, if something's coming up. So we know that I'm wondering. I wouldn't say I'm pensive, or I just want to know if there's something coming up.
Okay. I can only give you what spirit give me, okay? Okay, sweet. I'll come forward a little bit more. Right, okay. When's that then? No, she just wants hard questions and hard answers. Okay, so when is that? When? Okay. She's talking about April or May next year, actually, for you, that there's going to be a change. Right, thank you. She's talking about happiness around these months, okay? April and May next year. But she's also talking about trust within yourself as well, okay? Right, thank you. Okay. But it's also about trust with others. She just said, because sometimes she doesn't trust others in order for them to get close. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know whether I can answer. No, if someone's a good person, I trust them. If they're not a good person, I don't surround myself with. I'm not a kid anymore, so I don't bother with people who are. I don't have anybody around me that I wouldn't trust. So not anymore. Not since I was a kid. So not really.
Okay. Well, all she said to me, okay, this is grandmother in spirit. She's just said to me that you there's this trust thing around you where, okay. Say again. Okay. Right. Because she's saying to me it is a trust thing that you're not. It's like you're not trusting enough. Okay. In thank you. In what things are coming towards you. It's like things are happening and not trusting it's the right thing. That thing she's talking about, okay? But she is talking about happiness around you, around the months that I've mentioned. Thank you. But August around as well could be a thing.
Sorry. Are you still there? Sorry, it's bubbly.
Yeah, she's talking about August as well for you, which is an anniversary or birthday or passing of some sort. Do you know this? Do you understand?
Birthday is August, yeah.
Okay, right. So she's doing now, she's just giving evidence, okay? Right, thank you. But also she's talking about a question mark over your job. Do you understand this? Because she's saying to me that your job, there's a change in your job position. It's either a new job or coming to you, or it's a change of position in your job. You understand this?
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'd love to know more about that one. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you. She's just said to me, this is something that's been on the cards for quite a while. Something that you've been wanting for quite a long time as well.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Yeah.
Right. Right. Thank you. But I do feel also it's actually a change of career base as well. It's something slightly different to what you're doing already. But it's going up a level, she just said as well. It's like there's a change. It's going up a level, different. Thank you. Higher steps, she just said. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's that could be. Yeah, it could be.
Okay, it's for you to make sense of. So, okay. Right, okay. But also she's talking about it actually being out of the area, she just said as well. So it's either a longer travel distance. It's still quite fairly local to where you are, but it's a bit more, is it a bit further afield? Is that what you just said? Right, thank you. A bit further afield, she just said. So, right. And is that internal or is that external? Right. Okay. Right. She's talking, this actually could be internal to what you're doing at the moment. I don't know if that makes any sense to you at all.
Oh, I don't know how that could be. No, where I work, there's no potential increase up level or anything like that.
Yeah. From what I understand, what she's saying, okay, so I'm not making things fit. I can, and really, I shouldn't be making sense of it because it's not for me to make sense of. But she's talking about a change of career. This is a new job coming to you, okay? But she's also talking about the fact that it's going to be a change of area. So it's either you're going to have to commute a bit further to it, okay? It'd be an internal increase. So either you'll be there doing whatever job at the start, and then it would be developing higher, so you'd be going the ladder, basically.
So that's a good thing. That would probably involve a move or something like that somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing, because I just turned down a job offer moving out of the country. So it's nice to know that there's something coming up.
Right. Okay. Right, just bear me a second then. Okay. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. Sweetheart, she's also talking about grandfather and spirit connected, okay? And he would have actually stood a little bit taller than her. Again, I don't feel that you would probably notice, but... okay, who are you, sweetie? Okay. Say again? Right, and he's given me a date, okay? Okay, it's like 1978 is around you for some reason.
1978.
It just very quickly, very, very quickly, just wrote on the wall 1978. So he's got a link to 1978, which would be around you.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
So, you may need to go away and think about it, but that's what he's just quickly drawn. He's not talking to me, it's the lady that's talking to me. Okay? Okay, give me a bit. Let's final with the love. Okay. Right. Anything more to say on that? Okay. I do feel, again, let's go back to the love, okay, or the relationship side. I do feel, again, very strong towards the April, May next year, okay? And the fact that... Right. Is it right then? Because she just said to me, you've been putting things off. You've been putting things off for, like, relationship-wise. Do you understand this?
Possibly.
Something will crop up. He's like, you haven't got time for it. Because she's just said, you know, we keep sending people her way, but you haven't got time for it, or it's not the right time for you at when it happens. Okay?
I haven't been feeling well for a long time, but I haven't certainly seen anything come my way. So I don't know. Can they give me an idea on what this person, what I should look for?
Okay. it's always hard to try and, like, get from them what that person's going to look like. Okay, thank you. Right, he's going to be roughly about, what height's that? Right, it's going to be about 5'7" by the looks of it, okay? That's the number that I've been given by this lovely lady, okay? But he's going to have a very gentle look to him, okay? Very kind eyes as well. What colour are they? Can I have a look at the eyes? Can you show me the eyes? Okay, they almost look like they are a greenish brown colour. Okay, a greenish brown colour to me. Thank you. And he would be of Sagittarian as well. She just said it's either Sagittarian or Scorpio, but I feel more Sagittarian. Okay, but this gentleman's actually going to be almost like a soul mate with you. Okay, so you two are really sort of going to help each other. In all aspects, okay? But it's like, pardon the expression, but it's like you two will bounce off each other, okay? In many ways, it's like it's a whole bundle of joy, she just said. Okay. Right. How old? Are you able to give me that? Okay. She's also given me... What, I don't understand. What is that? I don't feel this is an age, okay? But also the number 57 is quite important. 57. I'm not sure if it's the age. I don't think it's the age, okay? But 57 is important with this person.
Okay? Well, that's much too old for me, so I don't know what that's about.
As I say, 57, okay? So it could either be a door number, it could be, I don't know, it could be something. It could be part of his registration number on his car, but 57, okay? So on that note and on that number, I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, if that's okay?
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Sweetheart, please take the love from this lovely lady in spirit that's working very hard to try and give you a connection as well, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We are going to go for a very quick break. We're going to have some music and then we're going to come back and I'm going to squeeze in another quick reading before our surprise guests jump in and take over my show. No, they're not going to take over my show. Okay. I know I've got the next caller will be Area 916. So bear with me, okay, Area 916. And we'll be back with you in about 3 minutes after this lovely jingly jangly Christmas track. Okay. Speak to you in a minute.
So I'm a standing you this Christmas card. The day is nice.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go. That's Mike Davis of the advert again. So obviously I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your medium, and this is the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Please take a look at my website. It's www.nick-humphries.com. And also, why don't you have a look at Humphries Holistics as well? It's www.humphriesholistics.co.uk. And there's always many. I can go on and on. Okay, but there's Midnight Paranormal Group. You can look at that. It's Midnight Paranormal Group at, www.midnightparanormal group. Help if I know the actual website, wouldn't it? www.midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk. And yeah, there you go. Do you know actually that me and Helen do evening pamper evenings as well? We charge like 30 quid per person, minimum six people. You get a half hour reading and you get a therapist or therapy, not therapist, you get a therapy. Okay, and it's a great night as well. We have a good laugh as well. We make everybody really relaxed and so on. So, I know there are people on the call list. Please wait, be patient. I'm trying to sit through it this evening to try and get everybody through. My son is shaving raspberry. What? Okay. So there you go. Yeah, paranormal nights are great. They are really great. So I've just been handed a licorice. Licorice is fantastic. So I think what we'll do, we'll go to the next caller. We'll do the caller. And then I know we've got two people who want to come on just to say hello and Merry Christmas to everybody, I think. So let's go to our next caller. Dina, are you there?
Yes, thank you. Yes,
hi.
I'm here, thank you.
Sorry, what was your name, sweetheart?
Diana, D-I-A-N-A.
It's been written down as Dina. Sorry, it's my mistake. So where are you calling from, sweetheart?
California.
California. And how can we help you this evening?
Is there anyone over there that wants to give me a message?
Anyone over there? Over there? Are you talking about a spirit
yes.
world?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, I mean on the other side, someone who's not in their body anymore.
Right. Let me just link to Spirit World. Just bear me a second. Right. Why does it always happen on my show? Right. Okay. Sorry. I have to apologise for all the squeaky noises and stuff that's going on in the background. Okay. Bear with me a second. Okay, sweetheart, can you come forward? Right, sweetheart, I've got a lady that's coming forward here, okay, from Spirit World for you. I do feel actually very strongly being pulled towards mum as well here. Do you understand that?
I do have a mum and grandma on the other side and aunts.
Okay. Don't feed me too much, okay? Let me work, so I'm here to work this tonight, okay? Okay, sweetheart, thank you. Right, sweetheart, when she talks to me, okay, she talks to me about her chest, okay, her chest. Right.
Yeah.
She's also making my chest feel very, very tight as well. And she's telling me this is the way that she passed the spirit. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. But do you know, when she comes forward, she really lifts my spirits. She's really bubbly. She's a very happy person. You understand that?
Oh, yes. She was happy to be out of that body.
But also she was happy to be in the body. She was happy to be, you know, on the earth plane. She enjoyed life. You'd understand this?
Yes, she did want to live, yes. But she lived in pain for a long time.
I understand that, sweetheart, okay? But she's what she's doing, she's telling me at the moment that she is a very happy person, okay? And that's what she tried to, that's what she got from most out of life, that she was happy. She enjoyed being around people. She just told me that she enjoyed helping people as well. Right, thank you. Also, she talked to me about communication around you or with her. That she, let me just ask him, what do you mean? Okay, thank you. She said, great communication, that's what she said. And she's, right, thank you. And she just followed that up with, great communication is the key to all things. So she's, it's like she needed to talk to everybody about everything. Do you understand this with her?
Well, now I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about, she's talking.
So that's okay.
Thank you. She just said, look, I am mum. Okay, she's talking
okay.
about...
Mom did like to talk to people. Okay, thank you. I got it.
Okay. right, thank you. So she's talking about you at the moment as well, okay, which is important here, okay? Right. Also, is it right that you've been quite tired recently? She's telling me you've been quite tired. Do you understand this?
Well, yes. I'm living in my car. It's hard. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to tell you.
No. But she's talking about your as a physical thing, that you've been quite physically tired. That's what she's talking about. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
right,
cold.
Okay. we're all cold. We've got the fire blazing, everything. Okay, give me a bit more. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Right. Right, she's also talking to me about you're having to take a step back. So you're having to take a step back in your life. She's telling me that you're having to rest a little bit in order for you to be able to move on that little bit more. Do you understand this?
I am resting. I'm hoping that an aunt will invite me for Christmas. Could she say anything about that?
Right, hang on.
I mean, I am staying here until I find out what's going on.
Okay. Are you able to give me some insight, more insight about what's going on around her, sweetheart? Because I feel she really needs the help. Give it to me again. Right. Okay. Right, okay. Right. Now, also, I understand that you... Okay. That you're. Did you say you're living in your car?
Yes.
Right.
But that's
okay.
Not what I'm manifesting. I mean, I'm manifesting I'm already in the home.
No. Okay. No, it's just I don't want people to think that I'm making things fit, and it's not about that. Okay, because she's talking about your health. Okay, she's talking about how you've been really tired lately. Okay, she's talking about how you're having to take a step back in your life in order for things to move forward. Okay, she's talking about work around you as well. That actually work is not there at the moment, but actually it's going to happen. But also, she's talking about somebody that will be taking you under their wing as well, okay? excuse me. She's talking about a very nice gentleman that's around you, either at the moment or will be coming into your life. But it'd be more, it won't be like a relationship. It'd be more of a friendship thing where you'll move. Okay, thank you. It's like they're reaching out to you. They're reaching out. And as I say that, my hand is going all tingly. It's like I feel their hand coming out to you. So it's like you'll be moving from your car, which would be great, okay, and moving into an accommodation. And from that accommodation, you'll then get a job. And then from there, you'll be able to get a place. And from there, you'll be able to get, a life, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, I am already getting out there doing my spiritual readings, and I should be getting my books written, but my computer was stolen. So, that's the step back she's talking about. The mom is always worried about everybody's health. That is her. Always.
Right.
No matter if somebody's well, she's worried about their health.
But she's talking really strongly about your life, your that where you're living, your job, you know, your job will move on, but you'll be moving into somewhere better. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course. Anywhere where I can get a computer, get my books out, and do my spiritual healing will be wonderful.
Right, okay.
But I am getting out there. I've been doing radio shows.
Okay, good. She's also talking to me about libraries, she said.
Oh, yes. I'm in the library every day. That's how I'm able to find out what show is on. And I'm glad I found you today, because I just wish I had a computer so I could get more into what you're doing. But I will. I will have that computer, right?
Yeah,
it was stolen.
She keeps giving me February as a month, okay? February is a month for change for you. I know, obviously, you've got to go through January, but February, we need to get things in line here, okay? Things in February will be a lot better. Okay, thank you. And she just said, very ironic, she said, the things in spring will come, new things, okay? So new things will come to you in springtime. So February, no, it's still in winter, but February, okay? There's great change. But also, so, right, she's also talking about the 21st of when? 21st of when? What's that? Right,
21st of this month?
No, I'm just asking. She just said the 21st. Is that 21st of February? Yes, dear. Okay, thank you. She's talking about 21st of February. Okay, things are going to come to you. That time.
That was like my dad's birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. More definitely sure. Important. Okay. Right. Is it right as well, because your father's in spirit as well. Do you understand this?
Oh,
right?
He's been there a long time, yeah.
But he's also
in spirit.
But do you know, the gentleman that I've got here, okay, standing next to your mum, is actually quite tall as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I want to say actually quite slender with it as well.
Yes.
But also, right, thank you. When I see your mum standing here and your dad, I want to go to your mum's side of the family. Is it mum's side or dad's side? Is it mum's side? Sorry, I'm just asking you quickly. No, hang on. You don't know what the question is yet. Hang on a second. Is it mum's side or dad's side? Mum's side. You understand that actually your mum's a very spiritual person, but also your dad was fairly spiritual, but it was more your mum's side. Do you understand that?
No, it was dad's.
It's
dad's aunt that I'm expecting to get to be with soon. At least meet her.
Right. Because for some reason, your mum is your mum standing here, and she's telling me about the spiritual stuff.
They were against my spirituality because they're all the kind of Jesus people who believe that Jesus is still on the cross and they have to be ashamed and be nobody. And I was always the outgoing, no, Jesus said you're supposed to be like him. And, you know, yeah, they were spiritual in the fact that they were very, what would you call the hardcore church people who are against the spiritual people like you and I? That's what her family was like.
What she's saying to me is that she was really spiritual. If you want to say that the way she was spiritual, then that's fine, because that's how she was, okay? Okay. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. What's that then? Okay, thank you. She's also just telling me as well, and you may have even noticed as well, that the way that you do your readings is going to change, or it is changing. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
and
it changed.
Okay. So you're beginning to hear messages as well. You understand this? You're beginning to hear messages.
Well, the hearing's not coming very easy, but sometimes I can hear a little bit. But mostly it's the seeing now and the smelling and, you know, the other ones and the dreaming.
That's how it works. That's, you know, they give you all in stages, and then, you know, you finally start to hear then because you understand all your senses. You've got to go through all your senses before you hear. Because that's how it works. Well, that's how I see it anyway, and that's how Spirit taught me. I had to get in contact with all my senses, all my emotions, and then I had to. And then finally, could I hear them, and so on? Because then I can understand everything that they were telling me, even though sometimes I still ask the questions, you know. But that's just the way it works. To really sort of come to a close on this reading, she's talking about how. She understands actually things have been really difficult with you recently, okay? But she's she's really happy that you've really kept a real, like, a brave face and a big smile on your face, because you know good things are coming back to you, or coming back into your life. And I want to say, really, you know, absolutely good luck to you, because you are such a strong character, and there's lots of love coming from the spirit world for you as well. I'm concentrating here just on two, your mum and your dad. Your dad's not saying much, but it's your mum that's the talker, okay? But really, I know that there's plenty more behind the scenes that are working with you as well, okay? So I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, if that's okay.
Thank you. When I get a computer, I'll be more in touch with you. Maybe we can do a show someday. Thank you so much.
I'll tell you, please, sweetheart, look up my, if when you go into the library, okay, or an internet cafe, look up my website, click on the email, email me, okay, and give me some details, and I will even, like, contact you in any way that I can, okay? Please keep in contact.
Okay, thank you so much.
I've been doing a show on Christmas Day, so if you want to join in, please do.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, thank you.
Sweetheart, you take care, and please take the love from the spirit world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
What a lovely lady. Do you know this lady's got... didn't she say she was living in a car? Wow. What a fantastic lady. What a fantastic spirit. Really is. So, okay. Dare I do this? Oh, God, I think I have to do it. Okay, I've got... okay. I've got somebody that would like to come in into my show and say hello to everybody. Do we allow her? Let's get the vote from the listeners in the chat room. Do we allow my lovely lady to come into? Yeah, I think we should anyway. So, Sarah, you there?
Yay! Hello, how's it going?
Very good. Very good. So, it's a week before Christmas.
It is, Nick.
I know. It's bad. Where's it going?
We've got an echo.
The echo. But yeah, it's amazing. So what have you been up to?
Really busy, Nick. I think I did a Guinness Book amount of records reading this weekend. I'm catching up on it now.
Wow. Who's the echo from? All the people in the chat. Is it yourself?
I wouldn't have thought so.
It's in your volume.
Okay. Do as I'm told.
Yeah, so, obviously Christmas week, you know, I'm going to be jumping in as a host of the show. Maybe we have a song that I can sing, but it's a bit of a laugh. So, hang on.
My volume's down, Nick, now. Is that okay?
Who's on headphones? Are you on headphones?
I am.
You are?
Okay. Is Mike there?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike is you?
It's you.
It's you.
Kicker.
Well, Nick, I won't stay long, mate. Just want to say happy Christmas.
Yeah. Lee. Happy Christmas.
Looking forward to Sunday, Nick.
Me too.
I can't wait.
Oh, no. It's going to be a good laugh.
It's going to be so fun.
It is.
In Studio One.
Why are we still getting you?
I don't know. Maybe because I need to turn that down and maybe a little bit of that down. Is that any better for you, Nick?
I don't know.
I think so.
No. No.
Maybe I'll disappear for a minute,
then
come back in, and then we'll see what it's like.
Okay.
Maybe it is me. Maybe it's the vibration I'm sending off to you know, because I've been preparing, I've been practicing, I've been in work all day singing Sweet Caroline.
Really? Good. Do you know?
I'll make sure I put the words up on the screen for you, Nick.
But I'm not singing.
No. I know the song you were singing because I listened earlier on.
Right.
I know that you're singing of the Christmas song, isn't it?
Yeah. Why not? It's going to be like two days before Christmas, or three days before, whatever it is. But why not sing a Christmas song?
You know, Nick, I got to agree with you there. A Christmas song would probably be good. And maybe I should learn one between now and the 23rd.
Take what? Okay. But why don't we do a duet?
Why not? Shall we?
I think we should.
Ask everyone in the chat room. I think we should ask everybody in the chat room. Should me and Nick do a duet after that? And let's see what happens there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm being told by fellow followers outside of the chat room.
Okay, well, I'm going to disappear because it's probably me. I got lots going on here in Studio One at the moment. I'm going to disappear. And looking forward, Nick, I really am looking forward to the sing-off. And yes, I think we should do it up afterwards just to show that there's no bad feelings because, you know, there can only be one true winner, but really, winner will take all Sunday.
Yeah, me.
Well, you never know. It could be Nick. It could be stranger things have happened.
But honestly, it's not about love. It's about the Christmas spirit. It's about the connection that me and you have got. We are with us, and I don't care if we win or lose. It's just good, laugh, and fun.
The enjoyment of it, Nick, isn't it? You know, and that's what it's all about. It's going to be like the Christmas spirit, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, Nick. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm looking forward to hosting you as well in Studio One. So I do thank you for going to make the journey and coming down. So
It's been a while.
It has been a while, Nick. It really has. It's been a long time. Last time you was in Studio One. I cooked for you. Well, not me personally, but...
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we can get...
No, let's not go there. No, we're going to have this thing off. No, I was going to say maybe that someone would come down and offer to help me to cook for my brother, Nick Humphreys.
Fish shop, all right.
Well, I was thinking about singing that new song. Have you heard the song, The 1 Pound Fish?
No.
You really need to listen to that, Nick. I think that song would suit you. I'm sure that people in the chat room would have heard the 1 Pound Fish song.
Oh, is this guy singing that you will love my fish, one pound fish is a bargain?
I think that you should sing that because you need a chance of winning because I will be laughing and then I won't be able to sing.
No,
you could have some underhanded tactics. You do realise, Nick, that we've got Norway judging, we've got two ladies in America judging, we've got all our hosts judging on the 23rd, which is this Sunday.
So for some reason, I've been told that people outside of the chat room can't hear me, but they can hear you. So strange. Yeah, weird. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go, Nick, because I don't want to sabotage your show. I just want to say Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the 23rd.
All right, friend.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Sarah.
So, there you go, guys. That was lovely, Mike Davis. What a guy. He really is a genuine guy. He's absolutely wonderful. We have lost Sarah as well. I think Sarah wanted to pop in just to say hello and Merry Christmas to everybody. As I said, throughout the week, through other people's show, like Jeanette's show. I will be jumping in on there and saying hello to everybody, all her listeners, wishing them a Merry Christmas. We have Sarah back. Hello, Sarah, are you there?
Hello. Is that better, Nick?
Yeah, I don't know what the echo was, but it is better. So, obviously, Mike's gone. He's just come onto my show to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I was just explaining to the listeners as well that I'll be going on to the likes of your show, Jeanette's and Grant's, to say Merry Christmas to all your listeners, and likewise. So,
yes, and Happy Christmas from me too, to you and everybody who's listening.
Yeah, and to you too. Oh, I can't wait now. It's getting exciting. So, so I understand also you're going to be one of the judges. Is that correct for this thing?
Yeah, can I be? I don't want to be a judge, Nick.
Why not?
How can I choose?
You just choose me. It's easy.
Mike's gone now. Okay, I'll choose you, Nick. But don't tell anybody. I hope nobody's listening.
No.
No, they're not, are they?
Well, I'll say to Mike, you know, it's not about, yeah, it's a sing-off, it's a bit of a laugh, and that's what it's about. It's a bit of Christmas spirit. I know Mike's a bit singing Sweet Caroline, but I'm doing Let It Snow, you know, for, as a Christmas track. But we have then just decided that we will join up and do a duet as well for a bit of a laugh. So that whatever track he comes up with, I don't know, but we'll see. So.
Standing good. Have you been practicing then, Nick?
No.
Mike has.
I know. I haven't been practicing at all. So I think I know the verse first, and that's about it. I don't know all of it. I'll have to read. But what listeners don't realise is that I can't read, and I'm dyslexic. No.
Are you really, Nick?
What, dyslexic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know so many spiritual people are dyslexic?
Yeah, I know.
It's never the common.
Yeah, it is, and it's a pain in the backside because I have to ask Helen, you know, my wife, if before I send an email, can you just check that? How do I spell that? So I know it's right. It's not that I can't spell. Do you know, I can spell the strangest of words, but it's the small ones that I can't do because the word the letters jump around. And I don't know what order they should be in.
Mm.
So it's like I know all the keys, but I don't necessarily play them in the right order.
Yeah.
So as my lovely mother-in-law said this evening. So yes, I am dyslexic. So I'll be singing from a sheet on Sunday, and probably fluff it because I can't. And my memory's terrible. It really is terrible. You know, I can't retain anything, which is great for readings because it's very private. And as soon as they leave the room, I'm like, what's happened then? I don't know anything about that. You know, they go, oh, I told you about, or you told me this in my reading last week. And I'm like, did I?
I know. Exactly the same. And sometimes I don't remember faces as well. They look at me as though, hello, how are you? And I think, oh, I read for you before.
Yeah, I know. Or I'm like, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's, I wonder if it's the same with all mediums. Do they all have bad memories? I don't know.
Well, I think our energies are used regularly and often, and I think spirit just cut off and we keep moving forwards, don't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, you just don't remember. And I think sometimes it's age as well, Nick. I swear each child I gave more of my brains away.
How many children have you had?
Three.
Same here.
Can I just come back in there?
Okay.
Hello, Michael.
Because Sarah, I just heard what you just said.
No, we didn't say anything.
Sarah, I heard exactly what you just said.
What did you say, Mike? Because I missed it. I've got a really bad memory.
Memory?
Well, I know, but I can see that even the dog is not happy with that, Sarah.
Marley?
About you saying that now Mike's gone, you're going to vote for Nick.
I don't remember that.
She didn't say
that. I'm sure I can remember. And Nick, you know, I can sympathise with you, mate. I'm dyslexic as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So we get a right old ass singing from a song sheet.
The two of us will be on the same hymn sheet, Nick.
You can hold it upside down for all I care. Why make a difference?
Then I'll send the PayPal payment to you by next week to vote for me, okay?
Yes, Mike, I'm going to vote for you.
Okay.
Is this going to be really difficult? Come back, Mike.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marley. Bye, Mike. So how's the show going then, Nick?
Show is going great. It's going great. But I am aware that I do have callers on the line begging, waiting for me to do readings. So would you like to join in or?
I don't mind. Do you want me to just sit back and listen?
You can sit back and listen. I don't mind.
I don't mind. Whatever you want to do.
Well, if you pick it, I'll tell you what, I'll do the readings. If you feel that you want to jump in and offer some guidance from the spirit world as well, please just say. I've got something here for you also.
Okay.
There you go. Right, I'm going to crack on. Yeah?
Yeah, off you go.
Okay, right, okay. No more callers. Right, okay, so we haven't got any callers. Have we got any callers out there? I know we've got loads of people in the chat room. Now, I know there's a lady or a person in the chat room called Get What You Want, which is a really interesting name. So, and I know that this person wants a reading, so I don't understand why we haven't got any callers. So, at the moment, I say that at the moment because I know within the next 10 minutes or the last 10 minutes of the show, it normally goes berserk and then I can't do all the readings because I run out of time. So, Mr. Producer, are you there? Do we have any more callers or should we go to a music break quickly? I'll tell you what, we'll go to a music break quickly. We come back and then we'll dig out some callers. So give us 3 minutes and we'll speak to you soon.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light. Our world of plenty, we can better.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Hello and welcome back to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on Mike Spirit FM. So it's 10:30 here in the UK. We're going to plod on with some callers if we have any. I'm not sure if we have any, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend like I'm doing a seance for the spirit world and ask them to move something, and oh, what behold, something moved. If you everybody heard the crash in the background, it just happens on my show every week. It's great. So I'm going to pretend I'm doing a seance for spirit, and I'm going to go, is anybody there? Any callers there? Any callers want to come in my show?
Hello, Nick, you have I, mate.
Wow, the voice from above. Well, that's awesome. We should do that more often. Hello, Nick, you have Amy. Hi, Amy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia. And how can we help you this evening?
I was just wanting you to do a reading for me.
A reading, okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular question or is it a general reading?
General reading would be fine.
Okay, let's see what happens. I'm just linking to spirit world. I'm just still amazed by that voice from above that came down. You have Amy. There you go.
No way. That's funny.
Okay, give us a bit more. I'm just linking to spirit world, so just bear me a second, okay? I'm just asking them to just clarify who they are and what side of the family they stand on. Okay, thank you. I've got a gentleman coming forward from spirit world for you, Amy. Okay, I do feel actually he's a grandfather that would be linked to you on father's side of the family. Would you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's also talking to me about full of smiles. He said, you're full of smiles. So you've been smiling a lot recently.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just quickly explain, because what he's saying about you smiling is just showing you that actually he's been around, he's been watching. I do feel this would be a gentleman that would have cared for you as well on the earth plane as he does in spirit. Okay. Thank you. Would you also understand, because I do feel very fatherly with him, so he would have been a man that would have been around you quite a lot. Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
Yeah, okay. I
do. Okay.
It's hard. There's two men that passed away. One was my mother's side, and then one was like our adopted granddad that lived close to us, so it's just hard to tell which one it is.
Okay, let me just let's see if we can clarify that then, okay? Right, thank you. I've asked him to clarify, and what he's done, okay, he's come very close to me, okay? He's actually put his essence very close to my physical essence, okay? And he's given me a feeling that actually he would have had a problem with chest and my left-hand side. So my left-hand side's probably very, very, very weak and limp. So he's talking to me about a stroke or heart attack that was taken into the spirit world. Do you understand this?
Say that again, one more time.
He would have passed the spirit either via a stroke or a heart attack.
Right, okay.
Do you understand that?
It sounds like my grandmother. and that was on my dad's side.
Right, but this is
the other two, one was cancer, both of them were cancer, and they were males.
Okay, right, but this is, okay, so this is a gentleman. I can't remember what I said, if it was father's side or mum's, sorry?
I think you said father.
Did say father's side, just been corrected, reminder as well. So I did say grandfather and father's side of family, and, and again, as I'm saying it now, I can feel my arm go very, very painful, okay? So he's telling me and confirming, actually, yes, he is who he is. He passed with a heart attack, okay? He's giving me lots of smiles around you as well, okay? And he's just saying to me, right? Well, he's giving me smiles, but even though he's giving me smiles that you're smiling quite a lot, he's also telling me that actually there's a question around you as well. Does that make sense? Thank you. Around your work environment, he just said. There's a question around your work environment, whether or not you should be doing it or not. Does that make sense?
No, say that again. What I should be doing as in what?
Whether or not you should be doing the job that you're doing now. Does that make sense?
He's happy or unhappy?
No. He's talking about the fact that you're questioning yourself about whether or not you should be doing the job that you're doing now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I do question that at times. Okay.
Right. He's just telling me that you need to keep doing this for a short period of time, okay? That your true vocation will come to you, okay? I don't feel that you're doing it at the moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, does that make sense? You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, you've gone very, very quiet.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
I think either the mic moved away or... Okay, so he's talking about... thank you. He just said to me, you need to find yourself first, okay? So he's telling me that not you've been lost, okay, but you need to find yourself first. Do you understand what he means?
Yeah, I do.
Once you found yourself, you'll then find and realize actually what you want to do with your life. Sweetheart, I do feel actually there's traveling in your bones as well. So I feel like there is a yearning for you to actually travel abroad. Does that make sense? He's talking about Europe for you as well, that you want to come to Europe and you want to experience stuff in Europe. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love to travel, so yes. Uh-huh.
But she's young of years. She's young of years, and that she can do this. Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you understand that young of years?
No. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I just don't get what you're saying.
Okay, she's telling me that you're young enough to still do this to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Give me a bit more. What's that? Right, okay. But he's also talking about companionship here as well, companionship around you. There's like a family around you. Does that make sense? A family around you? I keep seeing a circle. So it's all about a family.
I live in a cul-de-sac, and all our neighbors are close. And you must be talking about our adopted granddad, Mr. Lee. I was really close to him. So he lived in the circle where I live right now. He was really close to my family and myself, so yeah.
Okay, but this gentleman that you speak of, did he pass with the heart attack? Because this gentleman passed with the heart attack.
He could possibly have. I think it was a number of things. So, I think.
But he's also talking about a close circle, a close family circle around you at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense? Like there is a close circle of family around you.
Yeah, it does.
Right. Okay. Give me a bit more, sweetheart. But why?
To talk, so good
what,
luck.
What's that? So again, sweetheart, I didn't hear you.
I said he loves to talk. So good luck.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not playing when I say that. I know you're probably trying to absorb everything he's saying right now, so, yeah.
Well, he's talking quite a lot, and then every now and again, a word jumps out, and then we make the link together, okay? But he's also talking about judgmental, that you're being judgmental about yourself, okay? Does that make sense? He's talking about the fact that you're Okay, what do you mean by that? Okay, right, he's talking. So I'm just listening to him. So he's talking to me at the moment. She's judgmental towards herself. Okay, because she puts herself down. Okay, right, thank you. Because you put yourself down, you said. Do you understand this? You feel that you're. You said you don't feel that you're good enough. Does that make sense to do the things that you want to do?
Right.
Does that make sense? Is that cause that's what he's told me? Okay. Thank you. He's also telling me. He's saying self-belief. You need self-belief. Okay, to move yourself forward. But also, he's talking about somebody restricting you as well that's around you. Is it right there's a gentleman or a male essence around you that restricts you from doing what you want to do at the moment?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right. Right. And they his words, they play hardball. So they're playing hard to get.
Yeah, those are his words, hardball. That's
okay.
Hilarious.
Okay. So he's talking about the fact that actually you need to be a stronger person. Okay, thank you. It's almost he's talking to me and he's making me feel as he talks about this person, he makes me feel like I'm being suppressed. I'm not allowed to do. It's like I'm not allowed to go out at night, or I'm not allowed to go to a friend's, or I'm not allowed to do this or that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So depression. Sweetheart, there is a feeling as well from this lovely gentleman in spirit that there needs to be a movement away from this person, okay? There needs to be a standoff more to the fact. A standoff with this person. And thank you. And he's making my throat feel very, very itchy and sore, which is an indication then that actually you need to speak your mind more, okay? He's telling me that you don't use your vocal cords enough around this person. And he's also telling me that you need to scream and shout when you need to, okay? Make yourself clear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right, give me a bit more. Okay, what's that then? Right. Sweetheart, is it right? He's talking to me about a little one around you.
Okay.
Do you have a child?
I have three.
Okay, hang on a second. Right, he's talking to me about a little one, and I want to go towards a boy, okay? And he's got a dark hair. Does that make sense? You got a child, dark hair?
Yes, I do. Okay. My youngest, uh-huh.
Okay, I do feel it's your youngest. Hang on, what's the problem? Okay, thank you. He's just said to me he's playing up recently, playing up. Not sleeping, not going to bed, not doing the things that you're telling him to do. Do you understand this?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
He doesn't get adequate sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetheart, also...
That's my middle child.
Right. Oh. Also, talk to me about the fact... hang on, has she done that? Right.
Has my youngest done that? My youngest, they've kind of both kind of have dirty blonde hair. My middle child, he's the one that doesn't get the sleep that's adequate.
Right.
My youngest will get adequate sleep.
Right. And he's talking the dark-haired boy, okay, bear with me this, a dark-haired boy, he said, his words, you've caught him talking to somebody that's not there. Do you understand this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So he's talking to this gentleman that I'm talking to now.
Mr. Lee.
He's, your son, your boy, can see spirit.
Yes.
He talks to them.
I know he does. No. That's scary that you said it, but I know he does, so okay.
Okay. This is something that needs to be nurtured, okay? Something that doesn't need to be... don't make him feel scared of or frightened of or pushed away. This boy has got a natural talent, okay, to link spirit, okay? He can see clearly, probably clearer than I can see, okay? I can see it very clearly. This boy can talk and see everything, okay? And you need to ask...
He usually only sees it when he's asleep.
Mm.
And not during the daylight. If he does during the daylight, I don't hear about it.
But he's telling me, you've caught your son talking to somebody that's not there. That's his words.
Possibly.
He says,
maybe one time when he was younger. Hasn't been much since he's been older, but when he was younger, he used to talk to himself a couple of times.
He's not talking to his friend either.
You know, I'm just saying, I'm like, just no one physically seeing somebody being there. So.
Absolutely. Okay. But I've got to say, this gentleman has got such a lovely feeling to him, okay? He really has. He does.
He's very well liked.
Kindest of hearts.
Saved my life.
Sweetheart, he's also talking about your mum quickly, okay? He wants to pass a message on to your mum, okay?
I will.
He messages a thank you, okay? He says, please, can you just tell her to say to mum, thank you. Thank you for all that she done for him, because she cared for him also, okay? And actually, she helped him on his passing life, okay? Does that make sense? She helped him when he was passing over.
Who did? My mom?
That's what he said.
Wow.
He said, he's come forward. He's just saying, please say to mum, thank you for all the help that she gave him, okay? And then he said, and also she helped, I don't know even which way, whatever way it is, that she helped when he was passing, she helped.
Yeah, that is my grandfather on my mom's side.
Right, I've got two connections.
Yeah, she did a lot of help right before he passed.
I've got two connections here then, okay? So I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart. Please take the love for both, okay?
Yes.
But
yes,
you need to speak your mind, be stronger in yourself, believe acting you are the right person to do whatever you want to do, okay? Don't ever think anything other than that, because you won't get anywhere. Be strong.
Okay? Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're welcome, heart. And please take the love of the world. And we thank them very much for coming forward.
Sure.
And thank you.
Very helpful. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. I do know, I love my job. And I know Sarah's still listening, and you love your job too, Sarah, don't you? Sarah.
I'm on mute and I'm chatting in chat, Nick. I do. And you know what? I've been watching this programme about the bride, and I've been listening to you, and I thought, oh, what have I missed? Such a lovely energy to be in, honestly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do you know, there are readings that you sort of get a buzz from. Yeah, and that was one of them. That was I love that.
Yeah.
So, I know I've got another caller.
You have.
Why don't you join in? Join in.
Okay.
So, you can go first. Give my throat a rest.
Okay, Nick. Get yourself a drink of water. All right. Is it Holly we've got in next?
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Holly.
Hi.
I'm going to pass you to Sarah quickly. Okay. I will jump in and help with the reading as well. Okay. But Sarah, please just carry on for a second. I'll get a drink of water.
No problems, Nick. Holly, I'm going to have a quick look at you, sweetheart, if that's okay with you. And then obviously Nick will come in on the back of it. Yeah. Let's have a look and see where we're going with you. As I picked up on your energy, and I was just talking to Nick, and I was saying how I was really enjoying listening to the show, and as much as we are spiritual, you really enjoy even each sharing and listening to your fellow spiritual colleagues, which is lovely. But I've got a tickling sensation and a tingling sensation around the back of my neck. Do you get this, sweetheart, or is this associated with somebody around you?
I get that on my... Well, back of my head,
yeah,
is a little bit lowered. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, and it's hot. It feels tingly and it feels hot.
Yeah.
And we were just talking in the chat room about physical feelings and how the emotional affects the physical on an energetic level with your physical health. But in this case, what you're getting is a spiritual feeling. It's a nice feeling. It's not health at all, okay? And that's where spirit comes in with you. They come in around the back of your neck, and that's how they're communicating with you.
Yeah, now, I say hello every time I feel it.
Do you, darling? So let's just have a look and see who this is around you, because it's almost like when they come in around that area, that is quite a psychic area. around the back of that area. There's a symbol connected with that, with one of the spiritual things that I've looked at. And it is a very psychic area. It's a tender area, but it's very gentle. And the person that's coming in around you, I feel it's almost like putting a scarf around you, okay? So I feel it's a lady, and I feel this lady would have worn her scarf herself, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, I know you probably live where it's really sunny, but do
no.
you wear... You don't? Oh, I'm presuming here. So I'm presuming you do need to wear a scarf.
Yeah, I don't have one. I should buy one.
Ah, because it's not that the tingling is giving me this, but somebody's putting a scarf around your neck, okay?
Aww.
And the lady that's doing this would have done this herself. Now, did anybody pass the spirit world with breast cancer, sweetheart?
Not that I remember or know of. Some of my family I'd never met.
Ah, okay. We'll just take that because somebody's giving me that feeling, all right?
Uh-huh.
I do want to give you the name Paula. Do you know of Paula? I'm not saying she's in the spirit world, but I've got a Paula around you. Paula or Paula?
Not yet.
No,
not that I know of right
that.
Now. Yeah.
I know I've got somebody close to me because, and I know you feel this because they're telling me that this happens to you, and it happens to a lot of people when they work spiritually, and they probably don't even understand that it is happening. One tear coming out of my left eye and slowly going down my cheek. Do you get this, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
You do. That is highly emotional from somebody very close in the spirit world because it's showing a tear, and a tear is about emotion, but they're physically enabling this tear to come from your eye, okay? And it happens to a lot of spiritual people, all right?
Wow.
Now, often it's you wanting to connect with somebody. You're probably talking to somebody, and somebody in their family is coming through and showing you how emotional it is by this tear coming out of your eye. Do you work spiritually, sweetheart?
I'm just learning. I'm just starting, yeah.
Yeah, good. Because this is what I feel with you. I feel you're really going to take off. You're already getting the physical feelings. Now, all you've got to do is simply just let it come in and naturally flow and trust and believe. The best way to work in this kind of work is to believe in
yeah.
everything that you get and give it off. And I think you're going to do really well, sweetie. I do get a January link around you as well, as though it's a birthday or a passing of somebody who wants to come very close to you. Do you understand this?
Not yet, but I'll think about it later.
Have a think about it, sweetheart. Who's Michael around you?
Michael. My boss.
Ah, so we're going in looking at your work. Have I got a lot of books around you, Holly? Reference books or looking in books or maybe training or having to look things up because I'm looking in books.
Yeah.
Understand? And
yeah.
They're telling me you're going to excel. You're at a time in your life now where you really are taking off on every level. I know that time is ticking over and I don't want to be rude on Nick's show, so I'm going to ask him to come in and take over, darling, okay?
Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you.
You
know, Nick.
I am here, and do you know what, I've just been concentrating on messages in the chat room, so I haven't listened to what you've said, but what I have got here is I've got a lady that's in spirit, okay? Excuse if I do touch on things that Sarah has said already, please excuse me, okay? But this lovely lady is telling me she's grandmother to you, okay? And I want to go to your mum's side of the family with her. Would you understand this?
My mom's side? I don't know if her mom passed or not, because the families doesn't speak to each other.
Okay, but I will give you 100% of everything that I feel and see, okay? But she's saying to me, hi, I'm Gran, I'm from mum's side of the family for Holly, okay? That's her words. For some reason, she's telling me to keep your chin up, okay? Why are you not smiling? She said you're not smiling. It's like there's a black shadow over you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just missing my stepkids.
Right, okay. But she's telling me that you need to keep smiling. Okay. But she's telling me also that you're going to have a great Christmas. She just said she's going to have a great Christmas. Okay. Right. And I hear the words unexpected. So there's an unexpected, it's almost like The Hobbit, unexpected journey or unexpected visitor or guest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or surprise, something around that, okay? Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Okay. She's just coming forward really very quickly with lots of love towards you, okay? And she's talking to me about you studying, okay? So there's studying around you at the moment.
Spiritual studies?
Is it spiritual studies? You're reading lots of books. That's what you just said. Reading lots of books? Reading lots of books. You keep reference. You're referencing. Thank you. She just said referencing. So you keep looking at referencing. Okay,
it's
right.
Spiritual,
okay.
Though.
Is it spiritual? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Right. So okay. Right. Okay. Right. Spiritual. So it's spiritual stuff. Okay. Great. Excellent. What's that? Sweetheart. Also, she's talking to me, and she's just shown me the pentagram. So it's like, are you doing like pagan stuff or looking into pagan stuff?
One guy told me a few things about 3 weeks ago, but that's like the first time I ever knew about it or heard about it.
Right, okay. I don't feel it's where your pathway lies, okay? But she's just telling me that you've been looking or, she's saying to me, or looking at the pentagram, and she keeps showing me the V sign as well, and the actual sign itself. Give me a bit more.
Is that bad?
No, sweetheart, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No. You know, a lot of people also think that actually the pentagram is the sign of the devil and stuff. Actually, it's not. There's many meanings to it. Okay. But what is that then? Right. Focus on what? Okay. But I also want to say that you're having to focus. Okay. Focus. And she's talking about angel work. So there's angels around you. Sweetheart, also, let me get this right, because this is quite delicate. Just bear me a second. What is that, sweetheart? Right. Sweetheart, is it this? Oh, okay. She's talking to me about kiddies, children around you. So either you work with children or children are working with you, because they bring in lots of joy and happiness around you. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I'm missing my three stepchildren.
See, I know you're missing your three stepchildren, okay?
But I don't work with children.
Right, hang on a second. The three stepchildren aren't in spirit then, are they?
No.
No, I didn't think so. It's just that she's talking about... right, okay. Do you know, when we work with spirit, and when we do spiritual work, we can work in many ways, okay? This lovely lady is talking about children working with you, so I need to explain what she means, okay? We can work with angels, archangels, we can work with spirit guides and helpers, okay? And sometimes our helpers can come in many forms, from old people to middle-aged people to the youngest children as well, okay? And I feel she, at the moment, around you is the children, what she's talking about. And what that's doing is bringing enjoyment to you. It's bringing love and laughter to you. This is what she's talking about, because this is what you need at this moment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what they are working with you at the moment. That's how they are working with you.
I love that.
Right, okay. But also she's talking about actually just after Christmas, on the cusp of the new year, okay, you're the way that you'll be working or hearing or developing will change, okay? That's what I'm going to say to you. So look out for that change, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart, because I am running out. Okay? Please
Thank
take the
you.
Love. Bit. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
You too, Merry Christmas. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So guys, I know I've got a lovely Sarah. Thank you for coming on my show, Sarah, and saying
Big
hello.
Pleasure.
And joining in on that reading. That was great. I love listening to you work. And I can't wait to be on the Mike Spirit Roadshow with you. That'd be great fun. Good laugh.
It will.
All my listeners out there, thank you so much for your energy, your love, your laughter, and the words in the chat room. Obviously, please listen out to the show on archives if you wish to as well. But until next week, I wish you all the love. And next week will be Christmas. I am working Christmas Day, so I expect you all to be there, even to come on to say hello, and then you can disappear and have your merry ways, okay? But please join me on Christmas Day. It's going to be a really great show. Lots of singing, lots of laughter, and lots of merry cheer, I believe. So until next week, goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm.
You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.